With all the noise in the world, do you hear the voice of God? Your calendar tells you what to do, but do you remember who you are? Being comes before doing. This is a call to put first things first. Return to the Lord with this daily pattern of prayer and devotion. Set aside this time as a sanctuary. Find a space free of distraction and follow this pattern. I know many of our listeners are from outside of St. Louis, Missouri. The Daily Pattern is part of a local ministry bubbling out of our town, St. Louis. And I'm excited to share something with you, whether you're in St. Louis or beyond. We're participating in the season of Pentecost in something we're calling the Acts Alliance. We're joining 10 congregations in our metro area for a common series in the book of Acts. We represent over 8,000 Christians in St. Louis, and we're demonstrating the unity that we have in Jesus Christ. So no matter where you're at, you're joining us as part of a larger alliance united by the Holy Spirit. So get ready as we go into this season, the Acts Alliance.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
Prayers for the mission of God through the Church. Give us, who are your sent ones, your compassion for your lost ones. Keep us from becoming so preoccupied with ourselves that we lose our sense of purpose of being on your mission. Preserve us from the paralysis of fear. Help us glory in nothing save in the cross of Jesus Christ. For missionaries in hard-to-reach places around the world. For Christians who are living under intense persecution, who risk their lives for the name of Jesus Christ.
Looking at Acts chapter 2 this week. Here we get to the end of that first Pentecost story. Acts chapter 2, this is verse 40. And with many other words, he, Peter, bore witness and continued to exhort them, saying, "Save yourselves from this crooked generation."
Hallelujah.
The meditation today is by Megan Rogner. Again, Megan Rogner, you can find out about her at our website, thedailypattern.org. Megan says this, "The people who know me well, and love me anyway, are rightly critical of what is probably my very worst habit, what I refer to as rage reading or rage listening. I'll seek out opinions that I know that I won't agree with, like toxic social media comments or certain talk radio shows. But I listen to them not to hear someone else's point of view, but to feel the rush of adrenaline that comes from conflict, followed by the soothing comfort of self-righteousness. I'm aware of my foolish actions. It reminds me of The Office when Dwight proudly shares his ability to raise his cholesterol at will. And when Pam asks him why he would want to do that, he smugly replies, "So I can lower it." There's something absurd and sinful inside of me that seeks out the unhealthiness of division in order to reveal the smugness of my superior thoughts and opinions. I'm not just trying to make myself feel better when I say that I doubt I'm the only one afflicted with this sinful behavior. In one of my doctoral classes, we talked about the dark side of empathy. That means when people identify so strongly with the feelings of those on our team that empathy actually can push humanity apart instead of bringing us together. This is certainly a serious problem in our current cultural climate. We witness the ugliness of division in our society every day. And we have reason, like Peter in verse 40, to implore each other to save yourselves from this crooked generation. If you've ever taken a wrong turn into a nasty Facebook comment, you might believe that divine intervention is needed for people to see eye to eye. And of course, at Pentecost, that's exactly what happened. In many ways, Pentecost is the reversal of the Tower of Babel, where humanity's ambition and hunger for power leads God to take away their common language. It divided them in order to, one presumes, check them from great and terrible acts tainted by sinfulness. At Pentecost, people from far and wide are once again united in language for a great purpose, but this time it is the Holy Spirit who brings them together, not hubris. Their unity serves the glory of God, not man. At Pentecost, the followers of Christ saw that the church is not a human institution centered in shared cultural practices and opinions. Rather, the church is a living, breathing group of people who are diverse in background but united by God. The way out of our human crookedness is not through strengthening the bonds with others because they're like us, but rather by letting the Spirit work in us and finding our common identity in Him. We pray. Holy Spirit, fill us with your presence. Help us turn away from crookedness. Heal our division. And may we find unity through you and then serve you through it. Amen.
Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. Blot out all of my transgressions and wash away all my iniquity. Cleanse me from sin. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. Blot out all of my transgressions and wash away all my iniquity. Cleanse me from sin.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.